Jared Austin's online. Morning to you, Jared.
Morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. This is a nice horse, In and Up. You've got in it for the weekend.
Yeah, he's been progressing along nicely. He's taken a little bit of time. He's a five-year-old that's only sort of had 12 or 13 starts. So, look, I mean, it took a little while to get him there, but yeah, he's definitely heading the right way.
I was going to say, so he just simply took time as a five-year-old?
He was just a little bit weak early on, and I guess that was the main thing with him. He's just a little bit weak, and he doesn't cop a great deal of racing, so we were only getting a few runs per preparation with him. But, look, he's sort of finally started to mature and strengthen up enough now to get to this level.
Now, you had the horse in tomorrow. You're going to scratch from there at Canterbury?
Yeah, as soon as just sort of finish up working here, we'll get back in the office, and he'll come out of the race at Canterbury and head to Randwick on Saturday.
Okay, so that tells us you're pretty happy with him then. I mean, the Warwick Farm win, that form reads pretty good, beating Star Boy, who won the feature race at Muswellbrook on Sunday.
Yeah, I think there's been a couple of winners that have come out of that race, so the form's stacking up nicely. Look, we've been really happy with him. We've sort of got him in a good frame of mind at the moment, and as I said, he doesn't take a lot of racing, so he doesn't take a lot of work either, so we've sort of figured him out that way. And look, yeah, his work's been, he's nice and fresh, and his work's been really good leading into this race. So, yeah, we're happy with him to have a crack at Randwick.
He doesn't need a lot of work or whatever. He just likes you under the races, does he?
Pretty much. He's a pretty happy little horse. Look, he doesn't carry a lot of conditions, so he doesn't cop a lot of work. But, look, the way he bounced around coming off the track this morning, I was pretty happy we made the decision to head on Saturday instead of going tomorrow.
Okay, so he clearly is one horse that you've learned about that you can start to read him pretty good now.
Taking a couple of preparations with him. I mean, he's won a race for us every prep, but he's always sort of won first up and trained off fairly quickly, to be honest. He's a little bit unlucky his last preparation. He didn't win another one, but look, we sort of worked him out a bit better there. And as you can see by his win the other day at Warwick Farm, he seems to be hitting his straps at the right time.
And going 1,100 to 1,200, this works out all right?
Look, on the heavy track, that's a little concern because it'll definitely be a heavy track or a wet track over there on Saturday. Yeah. But look, he's won first up over 1,200 before. He ran second on a heavy 10 at Warwick Farm last prep over the 1,200. So, yeah, you know, not too many concerns there.
It's not a bad benchmark 78 if they accept Noble Joey is there. Dio Dioro, if it runs on a heavy track, there's probably a few trainers in the same boat as you. Does the horse really suit it heavy with a 1,200? But it's not a bad, there's a couple of horses there that are going okay.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Look, this certainly is, as you say, the Priceless Horse is a very handy horse on his day. So, look, he's definitely one to watch. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how much more rain they get over this. I know they're predicting a fair bit of rain Friday, Saturday, I think. So,
yeah,
it looks like we will definitely be on the heavy range. Look, we're fortunate enough. We've got Chris Williams will ride our bloke again, so we'll get a bit of weight relief there as well. So that'll help him too.
Okay. Yeah, the noms on that race and also the feature have been extended till 11 this morning. So we'll get some weights and everything out later today. Good on you, Jared. Good update. Let's hope he continues on his last two wins at Wyong and Warwick Farm because he clearly shows us that he's enjoying it right now.
Certainly does, yeah. It's been a bit quiet for us. We haven't had too many Saturday runners of late, so it'll be great to get over there to Randwick again on Saturday.
No, good on you. Thanks very much, Jade.
Thanks, mate. Bye-bye.